Our reading from Luke's Gospel this morning was a story of Jesus healing 10 men who suffered from leprosy. Jesus is going along the borderland between Galilee and Samaria, and 10 men call out to him, "Jesus, Master, take pity on us." And Jesus replies, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And on their way, the 10 men are cured. One of them, a Samaritan, returns to Jesus, praising God aloud, and thanks Jesus. And Jesus expresses his disappointment in the 9 men who fail to return to him to praise God and to thank him. But he commends the one man who takes the time and the trouble to praise God and to thank him, Jesus. In our prayers, let's make sure that we thank God for the big, little, and the ongoing blessings of life. When Jesus healed those 10 men who suffered from leprosy, he was giving them a very big blessing. For leprosy was a terrible thing to suffer from. It could seriously deform a person's skin. Not only that, a person could lose the use and the feeling of his hands and his feet. And he would also be ostracized from his community. In the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, it says that if anyone suffers from a malignant skin disease, they should wear their clothes torn, their hair disheveled, they should cover their upper lip, and they should live apart from and outside the settlement. And so when Jesus healed those 10 men who suffered from leprosy, he was healing them from physical disfigurement and also social isolation. It really was a very major blessing. But we should also thank God in our prayers for small blessings. In our reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Paul says, "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, give thanks every day for everything to God our Father." I started following Lancashire cricket in 1958, and I went to my first game with my father and my Uncle Hugh in 1959 at Stanley Park, Blackpool. And so this year I was overjoyed when Lancashire won the county championship. The first time that this has happened since 1934. And the evening of Lancashire's victory, a friend, fellow minister, and also fellow cricket enthusiast, Michael Weir, phoned me. And this broad West Country accent came down the phone to sharing my joy of the Lancashire achievement. Only a small thing, but I was very thankful for being able to share that joy with a friend. We should also thank God for our ongoing blessings. John Wesley was a student at Lincoln College, Oxford, and one evening a porter knocked at his door and asked to speak with him, and so Wesley invited the man in. And after a while, Wesley noted his thin coat, for it was a cold winter's evening. And the porter said to Wesley, "This is the only coat I have in the world, and I thank God for it." And then a little while later, Wesley asked the man if he'd eaten. And the man replied, "I've only had water today, and I thank God for that." By this time, Wesley was becoming a little bit uneasy, and he said to the porter that he'd better return to his room before he got locked out. And then what would he have to thank God for? And the porter replied, "I will thank God for dry stones to lie on." And Wesley was touched by the man's sincerity, and he said to him, "You thank God when you've nothing to wear, nothing to eat, and no bed to lie on. I can't see what you have to thank God for." And the man replied, "I thank God for giving me life and being, a heart to love him, and a desire to serve him." But we need not only to give thanks to God, but also to other human beings. Jesus healed 10 men who suffered from leprosy, and presumably they just thought that Jesus had God's power to heal people, and not that he was God incarnate. And so when that one man returned, he presumably thought that he was just thanking another human being. One of the most popular authors in the 20th century was A.J. Cronin. And in his autobiography, Adventures in Two Worlds, A.J. Cronin says that he began his life as a doctor, working for 3 years in Tredegar, Wales. These were the first years of his married life, and also where his first child was born. Now, this was before the National Health Service, and A.J. Cronin was paid by the Medical Aid Society. He worked among the local community, and as it was a mining community, many of his patients were also miners. They didn't pay him directly, but at Christmas time, A.J. Cronin received evidence of their regard for him through many homely gifts. One person would give him a couple of ducks or chickens, another some fresh butter, a third a hand-tufted rug, an old rheumatic Mrs. Griffiths would give him a fine fat goose. And A.J. Cronin says that he was touched by the quality of their gratitude. It was something that went deep down to the very roots of life. But let me return to the main point of my sermon, which is our need to give praise and thanks to God. Jesus heals 10 men suffering from leprosy, but only one of the 10 returns, praising God aloud and thanking Jesus. And this raises for us the question, in our prayers, what proportion do we give to asking, and what proportion do we give to praising and giving thanks? Are our prayers 100% requests and no praise and thanksgiving? Are the 75% asking and only 25% praising and being thankful? Or are they 50% requests and 50% praise and thanksgiving? Our story from Luke's Gospel is a reminder of the importance to praise God and to give thanks. And so, how can we do this? Well, one easy and simple way is that before we have our meals, we can say grace. Wherever we're eating, whether it's at home or in a cafe or restaurant or pub, we can just take a little time to say a prayer of thanksgiving, such as, for what we're about to receive, may the Lord make us truly thankful. Another way we can give thanks is throughout the day we can give praise and thanks for those people and those things which brighten our lives. If we see a lovely blue sky with some nice white clouds, let's praise and thank God for it. If we see a lovely rose bush with some beautiful blooms, again, let's thank God. If a friend sends us a card or a letter, or gives us a phone call, or visits us, let's thank God. And if we see an enjoyable program on the television, again, let's thank God. And so throughout the day, there can be times when we can say thank you to God. Alternatively, when we come to the end of the day, just before we go to sleep, we can have a short prayer of thanksgiving, looking back over the day and thanking God for those things, big and small, which have brightened our lives. The story from Luke's Gospel ends by Jesus saying to the man who's come back to thank him, "Your faith has cured you." People of faith should also be people of gratitude. Amen.